Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley, and today we're going to talk about the newly released declassified Pentagon UFO report. I was going to read the 9-page document I have in front of me. I think I would bore the daylights out of you. So I'm going to read an article from NBC News by Courtney Kube and Adam Edelman. And I think this sums it up better than me trying to read you the entire declassified Pentagon report. Then I want to touch on a couple pilots in 1953 that lost their lives chasing one of these things. And unfortunately, the newly released report by the Pentagon only goes back to 2004. And I think that's because with the modern day technology we have with infrared and digital cameras and audio, highly advanced compared to the 1953-1948 equipment we had back then. But I'll get to all that after I read this report by NBC News. Not only will I be touching on the pilots that lost their lives, the aircraft that has never been recovered, but I'm going to give you my final thoughts on everything at the end of this episode. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be very interesting. I'll be right back after these brief messages.
Ghost stories are always scarier when they're told by the very people who experience them. Hi, I'm Becky.
And I'm Diana.
And we're the hosts of the Homespun Haints podcast.
We talk to people just like you who've come face to face with ghosts, demons, haints, and other strange paranormal phenomena. All of it makes for a chilling good time.
So grab yourself a sweet tea, turn off the lights, and listen to some eerie, true ghost stories on Homespun Haints. Wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not scared. Are you?
What is it about the unknown that fascinates us so much? Is it for the thrill of it all? Or do we seek proof of life after death? Whatever our reason may be, we find ourselves being drawn in by these places and the bone-chilling tales that they have to offer. Tortured souls cross the boundaries to reach out with stories that they want to share with us. There are times we simply hear the echoes of a memory on loop. The question that remains is this: are you open-minded enough to handle it? Dive into the paranormal with DC O'Rourke, your personal guide, as we traverse the globe to dissect haunted places in each and every episode of Hauntingly Yours, a podcast for the paranormal, where the spirits are always waiting.
The Department of Defense established the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force in August of 2020, and they were to investigate mysterious flying objects since 2004. That's when they went back to. And their investigation was to go from 2004 to 2021. What the United States government can't explain is 143 of the 144 cases of unidentified flying objects. So that basically says they only could explain one case, and that was the case of a deflated balloon. Go figure. It's either a deflated balloon, a weather balloon, which I'm assuming that's what they're talking about. 143 cases they still can't explain. Now, a lot of my friends in the paranormal field, especially the UFO field, are excited because at least now the Pentagon and the State Department, they are at least recognizing that these are UFOs. Well, of course they are. They have been since Project Blue Book. All these other Department of Investigation teams they have put together to debunk the existence of extraterrestrials, period. Project Blue Book wasn't brought out to tell you they existed. It was formed to tell you they don't exist. But today, with all the modern technology, the special high-end equipment that the fighter jets, military jets, carry on board, the multi-million dollar aircraft they're flying, the highly skilled pilots, you know, they're tracking these things. It's on radar. It's on video. It's on camera. It's being witnessed by thousands of people around the world, and yet they still want to say, well, there's a possibility it can be from another country. Let me give you an example here. There's one case where a UFO was spotted 24,000 feet, 24,000, and drops to sea level in 1 second. 24,000 feet to sea level in 1 second. Let me put that in perspective for you. A cliff diver doing a swan dive from 90 feet takes approximately 3 seconds for that diver to hit the water at about 4 g-force. Human body can survive about 8. So they're about half of that on a 90-foot dive. That takes 3 seconds. Now, 24,000 feet to the water in 1 second, there's no way in hell that a human body would ever survive that. You would be basically paste molecules in the ocean. And not only are they that fast, flying at ranges between 20 to 60,000 miles an hour, going from underneath the ocean. Yes, they can go into the water. And this is video from the military where they had a splashdown under the water, traveling 3 times faster than our fastest subs, and then coming back out of the water and then just vanished up in the universe in a split second. I mean, my thinking, if it is from another country, then we are definitely being punked by our enemies or allies. We really don't know if that's what the United States government is saying. If they're ruling out extraterrestrial, what else could it be? If they are saying it's a weather balloon, okay, how does a jet flying at 600 miles an hour, 1,000 miles an hour, it's being passed and toyed with at 20,000 feet, above them, below them, stops, goes again. It's playing with them. You know, in my opinion, it could take that jet out, or any jet from any country, really, because it's happening all around the world. It could take that military jet out in a heartbeat. So my thinking is, you know, let's rule out that it's from another country. If it is, I mean, if you can come up with an object that can fly that fast, that can outrun, outmaneuver our best and finest pilots. Personally, being from the United States, I think ours is one of the best, if not the best. So if we're being punked by another country, I would rather say it's extraterrestrial, which I actually think it is. I think what this report does, that's being released by the Pentagon, I have it sitting right in front of me. It's a 9-page document. And quite frankly, I think it's just very boring. It's just a lot of bullshit that was put out years ago. And everybody's all excited about it. I mean, I've seen a 3-hour special on TV, and they're jumping up in joy. They're excited about this report. and set up a new program called UAP, which is shorthand for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. So he just took out the UFO and replaced it with a UAP. Oh, congratulations. I mean, okay, we got a new name for it. It's still an unidentified flying object. They've been around for ages. It's nothing new. It didn't just pop up overnight. I mean, if we go back to Roswell, let's go back to Roswell for a minute. You know, this wasn't put out by, let's go back to the crash. It wasn't put out by some deranged farmer or somebody drinking tequila or moonshine. This was put out by our military, that an unidentified flying object crashed in a desert on a farm. And all of a sudden, the newspaper article had been retracted and changed to a weather balloon. If it is a weather balloon, why would you rope off the area and the debris that was even collected by the farmer? Why would the rancher, why couldn't he keep the debris? Everything has been so top secret. Everything has been, and then it's the lying that really pisses me off. You know, because the cover-up is so stupid. Just come out and say, we don't know what it was that crashed. We are investigating it. No, but when they got to say, the government I'm talking about, you're looking at a planet. It's not a UFO. Or these pilots were disoriented. Really? You're flying a multi-million dollar jet, the most sophisticated in the world, the most highly trained pilots in the world, and yet these people don't have the common sense to distinguish a unidentified flying object over a weather balloon. And I have never seen a weather balloon travel 20,000 miles an hour, plunge to the ocean within 1 second. No, no way. And I had on a previous episode a couple years ago about an incident in my county, Trumbull County, Ohio. And you can Google it, YouTube it, look it up. UFOs over Trumbull County, where we had 1994, we had multiple law enforcement departments, over 10, chasing this UFO from Trumbull County, Ohio, into Pennsylvania. It was over top of the Liberty Police Department, a police officer's car shining a light down on it. All communication was knocked out. Yet the next day, all these departments that chased this thing were told it was a weather balloon. You know, it's stuff like that. They really do think that the people are stupid. I mean, they have to. That you're going to believe that. You don't have to say it's from Mars, it's from some little green man. No, I'm just saying, look how big the universe is. We're just a speck. We're a speck, man. We're not this multi-sophisticated planet. I mean, how do we know there's nothing in another galaxy or galaxies that's more advanced than we are? I mean, there's so much evidence out there that's being concealed. I believe, it, personally, that it's stored at a military base, pieces that have crashed from these UFOs. And then you have to question, why are these unidentified flying objects, these UAPs, why are they over military installations? They can knock out our communication. They have. Are they examining what we have so there's a future invasion? I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just throwing this out there. Or are they keeping us from destroying ourselves? Are they stealing the technology? I don't know. I don't think the government knows. So we come up with a weather balloon. We come up with 143 out of 144 cases that cannot be explained. I do think it is a right step in the right direction to at least start looking at these cases a little more in depth, but don't lie about it, man. Another problem I have with this UAP task force is I hope that they can go back a little further into Project Blue Book and before that, Project Sign, Project Grudge. Go back and try to give closure to the remaining family members of these pilots that have lost their lives chasing an unidentified flying object. that their bodies have never been found. The aircraft has never been found. So I want to take you back to 1953. This was the disappearance of Felix Moncla and Robert Wilson. And it happened over Lake Michigan in the United States. These two men were chasing an unidentified flying object. It was actually over Lake Superior that moved in to overlake Lake Michigan. And it was on radar. So ground control monitoring the unidentified flying object at a high rate of speed and had Lieutenant Moncla and Lieutenant Wilson investigate what this object was. The radar was actually showing the UFO was carrying out erratic maneuvers that distinguished that it was not a conventional military aircraft. It just was very erratic. So the Lieutenant Moncla and Lieutenant Wilson were flying a F-89C Scorpion. And actually, at that time, that was a badass jet. I'm telling you, man, it was awesome. They could fly around 600 miles an hour. But the UFO was faster, making it impossible for the lieutenants to close down on the objects. And then all of a sudden, the unexpected happened. About a half hour into the chase, the radar noticed that Moncla and Wilson were closing their distance on the UFO, and there was two blips in the sky, one for the Scorpion jet and the other the UFO. And then all of a sudden, communication with Moncla and Wilson was lost, and the two blips turned into one. Then the one blip went off the screen. So over the years, UFO researchers have said that there was no Canadian aircraft in the sky. And even if there were, the closest one would have been a Canadian C-47. A C-47 traveled half the speed as a Scorpion. Half the speed. So if the C-47 took out our highly trained, fast-moving military jet, that would be kind of embarrassing. I don't think that happened. I think what happened was because on radar, this UFO was traveling four times the speed as a Scorpion, which throws a theory that the Canadian C-47 throws that right out the water, throws it out. But what they do know is there's no evidence of a crash. There's no evidence of a crash landing, a splashdown, no debris in the water on land, no recovery of the bodies of Lieutenant Moncla and also Lieutenant Wilson, no pieces found anywhere. So I would love for, if there were pieces found, unidentified flying object maybe, that floated ashore, would they bring that out? I mean, that's all questions I have. But to this day, there is no proper closure for either one of those officers. And that's just one. That's just one of many hundreds, thousands of incidents that's unexplained, unsolved. So if you want to talk about a UAP task force that they're spending millions of dollars putting together, let's do it right, people. Let's do it right this time. I don't think that citizens should know everything that's going on. No, that's why certain things are top secret. You know, I mean, I understand that. There's some certain things we just don't need to know. But when you have thousands of people recording off their phones, off their video cameras, off their telescope, they're getting things documented and recorded. We have the military recording incidents. Like I say, if you have an object flying that fast, falling that far, going underwater, above water, outmaneuvering our highest trained pilots, our most advanced aircraft, I think something should be released. And I didn't touch on the crashes that happened where they buried part of the craft, of the UFO, of the UAP. If you get a chance, pick up the book by Warren Ajuice, Evidence of Extraterrestrials. Over 40 years prove aliens have visited the Earth. Look it up on Amazon or any place you get your books. It is an awesome, awesome read. And it has everything in there that's been declassified. And that's basically where I got my story from, Lieutenant Moncla and Lieutenant Wilson. And thank you, Warren Ajuice, for sharing that. So in closing, I was excited, just like everybody else, that the State Department finally released a report, a task force they put together on UAPs. I look for more exciting releases to come in the near future, that they're probably really going to have no choice but to declassify some of this information. But even the report states there are still many classified reports, reports they don't want you seeing. And I think in some of those reports are the better images, the HD images of these crafts, the crashes of some of these crafts. So I think that's all in the classified report. They only release what they wanted you to hear. But I hope other podcasters and other UFO investigators can keep pushing that more is released and we find out more of what's going on in the skies above us. Keep your eyes to the skies and your mind open. I'm Al Cooley, host of Ghosts in the Valley podcast. Please rate and review Ghost in the Valley on Apple Podcast. I would really appreciate that. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another great episode.